And the plaintiff in this case began using Instagram at 9. There was some heated testimony about Instagram's age verification rules, keeping kids under the age of 13 off it. Is there any reason to think that that is a sufficient safeguard?
No, not at all. They took years and years, I think just till 2019, to really have a version of age gating, and it's a very light one in place. You know, I was surprised to see, what is it, 4 million 10 to 12-year-olds on the platform when nobody under 13 is supposed to be on it. And so obviously they're not doing a great job of keeping people off. And, you know, a lot of the emails talk about the idea of employees who wanted more guardrails and them not being put in place because of the leadership. You know, they have all kinds of arguments, why not? And by the way, they're not the only one. Like YouTube is right now on trial here, and others. There's many others, and this is a question of whether these are addictive experiences and products, or are they just so great that we can't stop using them? It seems like the same thing to me. But, you know, they're trying to call it problematic usage versus addiction, and that's what they'll try to do. They'll try to blame the victim for her own problems, and that didn't happen because of them. But certainly all of us know social media is a problem, whether it's on partisanship or making us hate each other, making us feel bad, or making girls have less self-esteem or boys be more isolated. I think anyone who's a parent knows this. And anyone who's a person knows this, using these apps can be really problematic.